under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into this wacky, wild Wednesday, February 18th, 2026 edition, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Man, the mud is starting to sling in Lansing, around the state of Michigan. Got all kinds of stories today that it is game on. We are 1 month and 10 days away from the March 28th endorsement convention down in Novi for the Michigan Republican Party, Saturday, March 28th. Well, a week from tomorrow, Thursday, February 26th, 7 p.m., the call to conventions have gone out to all the precinct delegates. Many of you, my listeners, fully educated about being a precinct delegate, part of your local county Republican parties. Well, we're going to county convention to talk about sending people to that endorsement convention on Saturday, March 28th. Well, a breaking news story this morning about one of the candidates for Secretary of State could have dramatic impact on those county conventions a week from tomorrow, ultimately impacting the endorsement for Secretary of State for the Republican candidate. Three people currently running, alphabetical order, Anthony Forlini. He is currently the clerk, registered of deeds for Macomb County, former state representative, former county commissioner, businessman. Amanda Love. Her claim to fame is that she used to work for Terry Lynn Land, former Secretary of State, and businesswoman Monica Yatuma. Well, one of them is a target of a breaking news story this morning that's rocking Lansing. I've gotten six text messages on it already, people wanting me to confirm the story. Well, I've got it verified in MERS News Service. I'm looking for a second and third source this morning before I talk about it. But it's going to be very interesting. Also, Democrat turned independent candidate for governor, Mike Duggan, the former mayor of Detroit. Well, he's getting some pushback from some alleged endorsements he claims he has, when in fact he doesn't. So the Democrats are slinging mud. A sister of one of the candidates for Secretary of State has come out this morning with some accusations against one of the candidates for Secretary of State. Budget battle still going on with the governor as she prepares for her State of the State address a week from tonight, next Wednesday, February 25th, 7 p.m. Governor Gretchen Whitmer will be giving her delayed, postponed State of the State address. We got so much to talk about, folks. Unbelievable. In the meantime, if you have any questions for Ask the Vet, Dr. Jeff is going to be in the house from the Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie this morning. So text me, 231-360-5140. Any questions for Jeff? And we will definitely, definitely get him to answer them for you. Don't even have to pay for it. We're going to take a short break. A word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Citizens of Northern Michigan, your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this absolutely wild. This is going to be amazing, wild Wednesday, February 18th. Joining us on the line right now, as usual, Dr. Jeff is in the house. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Hey, I apologize for the technology this morning, but we'll get through it. And he doesn't have his normal setup, folks. So we're having to do a workaround this morning, so hopefully you guys can hear him okay. Jeff, I asked for questions from the audience, Ask the Vet, before we went to break, and I got one for you right out of the gate. We bought a winter coat for our dog to wear outside. Now that the weather's warmed up a little bit, it's actually raining. The snow is kind of melting out there where they live. This is coming from Indian River. Said the dog now will go to the door and will not go outside unless we put his coat on him. Okay. So with it warming up, do we still need to put a coat on him? Is it okay for him to go outside with a coat, even though it's starting to warm up? How do we break him of this habit?
You can still warm him up. I mean, it's actually this time of year where it's that 30-ish and stuff and it's wet. Like I said, if you're cold but dry, it's got to get cold, you know, I'm talking negative Fahrenheit, before I'm really starting to get concerned.
Okay.
But with wet, yeah, that really, cause that wetness will suck the heat out so fast. If he's still right now, I think it's fine. I mean, my horses still have their blankets on.
Okay.
Even like this weather, cause they're out, it's wet, it's, you know, well, one, they've been blanketed all winter, and usually once you start blanketing a horse, you need to kind of like, you know, finish it for the whole winter, because it does affect the quality of their hair coat, but it also keeps the water off of them too, so.
Okay, very good. So it's okay if, their Snoop goes to the back door and just refuses to go outside unless he gets his coat on.
Yep.
Oh, my God. These animals, I love them so much. One of the things that I think is interesting, too, is with all this new technology that you guys have coming there to the Sioux Animal Hospital, I got a text message during the week after you were on last time, and you were talking about this artificial intelligence that's helping you basically put questions into artificial intelligence, and also the blood work, this new technology. They did not understand what you said about drawing blood and then having it analyzed by artificial intelligence. Can you explain that new equipment that's coming there to the Sioux Animal Hospital?
Actually, they are installing it right now. They are here today.
Okay.
And what it's going to do is, instead of having to take the picture or take the slide and physically mail the slide down, this actually will upload automatically to their servers, and we will be able to get board certified read on if we need to, if the AI can't figure it out. And because sometimes the AI can figure it out, we look at it and go, yeah, it's probably what it is. And because we're still, you know, it's still a computer, right? You know, it still makes mistakes, and but that's where we're still looking at it, you know, on top of that.
Sure.
But if it gets that, instead of taking, you know, days to get responses, we could have them up to, I think they said if you do it stat, you can get it back like within an hour. So.
Oh, wow. So basically, yeah. In the olden days, you would do the blood draw, you put it on the slide, you put your stain on there to look at it. And so
yep.
With your experience, all the years you've been doing this, you can say, oh, yeah, that's what this is. You know exactly what those cells look like. You know,
yep.
This is that or whatever. You then know the diagnosis. You know exactly how to treat it. But if,
yep.
You know, something you're looking at with the eyeball and you're going, you know what, I'm not sure if it's this or that. Let's send this out to a lab and actually have them do a test on it and then get back to us. Could take, what, a week, 10 days sometimes?
Yep. And, yep, yeah, so it can... Yeah, it can take a while, and then this way it's like we'll get it back, you know, 24 hours or faster.
Sure, and if the AI looks at it, they can say, yep. How about this? And then you go, oh, okay, yeah, now that makes sense. So you can verify
yep.
basically what AI is saying to you.
Yeah.
Okay, very good,
yeah.
Very good. What other things that are latest and greatest that you're doing there? I know you went to a conference. You're in the process of getting board certified in the training process that you're working on. But what other technology, basically, can you explain to everybody that maybe haven't heard an update field report from you in a while, new listeners? What new technologies are you bringing to the Sioux Animal Hospital?
Well, we've also, the endoscopes have arrived. They finally landed, so we can do endoscopy now. So now we can, like when people have upper GI studies or lower GI studies or, you know, things like that, people have gone to the hospital, you know, and they've put a scope in you and look around. Now we can do that. We can do that to dogs. We can do it to cats. We can do upper airways in horses. We can look up noses and guttural pouches and things like that. And we also have a gastroscope for horses, so we can now scope horses for ulcers. Okay. Which is really important, because the way that we keep our horses nowadays, we feed them, they are fairly prone to developing ulcers. And a lot of behavioral or training issues that people have can be rooted in having ulcers. So if you have a horse that's been broke, death, fine, and all of a sudden now you're having some problems, usually you're going to start seeing them. They get what they call thinsy, which is a horse, it's a horseman's word. It just means with a cinch, which is part of the strap that holds the saddle onto the horse. If when you tighten it, because obviously you have to tighten it so it doesn't fall off, but that can put pressure right over the stomach, and if the stomach got ulcers in it, it can be painful. And then that can make them buck or have behavioral issues or things like that. Okay. And they're also hard to diagnose. Unless you've got a scope and you can go in and look at them, there's really no good blood test that's really super accurate, or there's been a couple fecal occult blood tests that you've tried and, you know, mixed results. The gold standard is endoscopy, and we have one now. So now we can do that.
Now, let's give this a related question then. For example, on a dog, when I brought Mr. Snoop in and I told you he had this hacking cough, you know, you did x-rays, you did, you know, basically a visual exam, you looked down his throat, you looked in his ears. Is this scope now something that if Snoop continues having this hacking cough issue, is this something you could actually put the scope then down into his throat and look around and see what's going on, if there's some kind of tumor, some kind of ulcer, some kind of thing happening in his throat, mouth area that's causing the cough? Oh, yeah. Is that something you're talking about this technology could be used for?
Yeah, and we actually got two endoscope units. We have what we call the big unit, which is when we do the horses, we can do the upper airways and use the bigger scopes. But we have a smaller unit that has smaller endoscopes that, yeah, we can look into we can do bronchoscopy is what you would call it, looking up into the lungs, up into the trachea and things like that, which also means we can collect samples sometimes. And on probably most dogs, we can actually do cystotomy they're looking up in the bladder. It's small enough that actually we can go up through the urethra and actually look into the bladder. So if we think that there might be a stone, that you might have a tumor or a growth or something in the bladder, instead of doing surgery and opening them up and everything, we can actually get in through the urethra and get in that way.
Okay, so you can get in there and look around and see what's going on before you have to operate.
Yep, before we have to act. We still have to knock them out to do it, but at least that way we can get in there and, you know, you can get an answer and stuff. And then that way when you do the surgery, you know what's going on.
You know where you're going. Exactly.
Yep.
Got it. Okay, good. So like in Snoop's situation, even down the throat, down the esophagus, you knock them out for that as well.
Yeah. You would walk them out. One, very uncomfortable. Two, I don't want them biting the scope off.
Right. gotcha. Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, so now this this gives you a lot more ability to diagnose basically on the first visit, is this something you have to schedule like a surgery in advance?
You may be able to do it at the same time, depending, but we do have to schedule that as a procedure.
Okay. Very good. I got another text message. Says, how much water should a 70-pound dog consume in a day? Their dog is drinking a lot of water and wanting to go outside a lot. Is there a body weight, you know, humans, you know, half of your body weight in fluid ounces every day? Is there something like that for dogs?
Yeah, a dog would probably, it depends on what they're eating and things like that. But, you know, I think it's like an ounce per pound per day. Something like that, and that would be the full thing.
Yeah, so
70-pound dog, 70 ounces throughout the day.
Okay, just a little bit over half a gallon. Okay.
Yep.
Good. Well, listen, I apologize for the technology. Actually, my arm's getting sore holding this boombox up to the microphone. So, final thoughts before I let you go, and I'm going to wrap it up for you here at the bottom of the hour.
We're getting ready, coming into spring, so everybody's got to get your spring tune-up. Horse people, get some fecals in, make sure that we got our parasites under control before going out onto the pastures. Get your shots updated, make sure you got your coggins. Same thing with people, with pets, get your vaccines updated, make sure you got your flea and tick, because it's not that far away.
Right.
That's right around the corner.
Yeah. It's coming, God willing. And in Tiger baseball, spring training, the pitchers and catchers report on Friday down the Lakeland.
Yep.
So we know spring is
coming. Spring.
Yeah, exactly. All right, buddy. I appreciate you so much, and we'll let you go. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right. Talk to you next Wednesday.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
So, again, that's Dr. Jeff up at Sioux Animal Hospital. Technology couldn't get him connected into the board today, so we had to use a landline and a boombox. But we were able to pull it off and have a good conversation with him. Thank you guys for texting me those questions. Again, if you ever have any questions like that for Ask the Vet, every Wednesday from 9:15 to 9:30, you can text me at 231-360-5140, and I'll be glad to pass your text message question on to Jeff. If you live downstate, and we've had quite a few people take advantage of this, your animal develops a tumor, a fatty tumor or whatever, and you go to your vet downstate and they give you kind of what seems to be somewhat of an expensive high cost for surgery. You want a second opinion? It's very simple. All you have to do is ask your vet to email your records up to Sioux Animal Hospital. And their email address is info@sault animalhospital.com. Just have them email the records up to Dr. Jeff. He'll take a look at them. Also, if you can get him a picture of the tumor, not just real close up, but even, you know, about 3-4 feet away, so he can get some perspective where it is on the animal and the size of it. Then he can review your records, diagnosis, and give you a second opinion, hopefully save you guys some money. Even if you have to get a hotel room and drive up there, it's well worth it. Dr. Jeff, the phone number, 906-635-5910. 906-635-5910. Put it in your phone. Ask Dr. Jeff. Bottom of the hour news break of...